I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for March 4th, 2026. The Kentucky General's Office has shut down a fraudulent veterans group operating out of Marion County. Lisa Autry has these details.
The organization Your Hometown Heroes was ordered by Franklin County Circuit Court to stop soliciting donations and shut down all operations. The group was also fined more than $420,000 and barred from being part of any charitable activity or fundraising in Kentucky. The state attorney general's office began an investigation after some individuals associated with the group were arrested for allegedly lying to potential donors, claiming to be veterans despite never having served in the military. Attorney General Russell Coleman took similar action last year against a Hardin County organization. His office found CMP Garage misrepresented their accreditation with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and misused funds on restaurants and gambling. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
Lisa Holiday Harris is one of a dozen candidates running for Louisville's mayor this year. She's a Portland resident and a member of the executive committee of the Jefferson County Republican Party. Holiday Harris said she supports the police department's current plans to reform. She said she wants to bring officers and community members closer together.
So I believe in just partnering and, you know, courting the two again to get police to feel secure in what they do and feeling safe when they come out to calls and things like that.
Holiday Harris said she also wants to improve transparency in city government by giving residents a better idea of how officials spend their tax dollars. Louisville's open primary for mayor will begin on May 19th. As spring approaches, Kentucky's transportation crews will soon begin roadside treatments targeting invasive and harmful vegetation to prevent infrastructure damage and maintain roadway visibility. Stan Ingold has more on the story.
KYTC is directed to control invasive plants and noxious weeds in accordance with state statutes. Noxious weeds like spotted knapweed and Canada thistle often invade and destroy the roadside turf grass, leaving those areas vulnerable to erosion. Aggressive invasive species like kudzu can smother native plants through rapid reproduction and long-term persistence. Some of these plants are a favorite of white-tailed deer and attract wildlife closer to roadways. Kentuckians with noxious weeds on private property that's adjacent to state-owned right-of-ways may request highway crews to treat listed vegetation. Application forms are available upon request from the appropriate KYTC Highway District Office. Contact information may be found on the district web pages. Motorists are reminded to use extreme caution when crews are out treating roadsides. I'm Stan Ingold in Richmond.
A bill that passed out of Kentucky's State Senate earlier this week would order the State Department of Juvenile Justice to build new facilities. One would be for kids in detention with complex mental health needs who would be prone to violence. Another would be a facility specifically for female youth inmates. But the bill allows for more female-only centers to be built as funds become available. Currently, there's just one detention center for girls in Kentucky. That move was made in 2022 after several riots took place at youth facilities, and a girl was sexually assaulted by male inmates. State Senator Danny Carroll says Senate Bill 125 would build on other changes the state has made to curb violence in detention centers.
It is time for the legislature to finish our job and ensure that the highest acuity youth have access to proper mental health treatment and female offenders have facilities with the ability to offer the highest level of services and programs.
A federal civil rights investigation was launched in 2024 to look into allegations of excessive force, inadequate protection, and sexual abuse within DJJ detention centers. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us online at weku.org and on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.